Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English from Garden with Tracy. And today, on this Good Friday, there's an interesting plant I'd like to draw your attention to. It's a herb in the mint family called hyssop, and this plant was used at the crucifixion. Just before Jesus died on the cross, he indicated to the people around him that he was thirsty. Scripture tells us that they dipped a sponge in sour wine vinegar and held it on a hyssop branch to his mouth. When he had finished drinking it, he said, "It is finished," and he gave up his spirit. This medicinal hyssop, which made its appearance at the crucifixion, is a healing herb used since ancient times for a variety of ailments. Hyssop is also associated with cleansing. In fact, in the Old Testament, when someone was healed of leprosy, the temple priests used hyssop in the ceremonial cleansing ritual. Another significant mention of hyssop in the Bible is during the original Passover, while the children of Israel were still in Egypt. Moses instructed them to slaughter Passover lambs and use hyssop branches as a paintbrush to mark the doorposts with the lamb's blood. This symbolized God's protection, deliverance, and cleansing from sin for his people. Ultimately, though, it is Jesus who is our Passover lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His blood shed for us cleanses us from our sin. As followers of Christ, we can pray in repentance like David did in Psalm 51 verse 7. "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." As we pray, we can rest assured that because of the completed work of Christ on the cross, we are cleansed, we are whole, and we are healed. In the final words of Jesus, "It is finished." May this Easter time bring new insights of the redemptive work of Christ on the cross. This is Tracy English from Garden with Tracy, wishing you a very blessed Easter.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.